While you were being distracted again by the mainstream media, 87 politicians were being exposed for their horrific crimes against children. Americans, the list that I'm about to reveal should come as no surprise as to what is taking place in your country today. It explains why we have seen that our said representatives are continuously bearing forth corrupt fruit. For decades, we have known of this corruption, and now it is all coming to the light. Friends, for the record, a corrupt tree is not going to bring forth good fruit. It is, without a doubt, going to bring forth corrupt fruit. Scripture is clear. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and is cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. No matter how many different ways or methods these people try to put themselves up as the righteous, the Lord will and is bringing into the light as to who they really are. Now, before we get into this list, let me remind you that these are the same criminal politicians that have advocated sodomy, homosexuality, pedophilia, even trying to sell pornography to the American people as free speech. We have, in part, 87 politicians, corrupt politicians, might I add, that have been exposed for their crimes against children. Illinois State Representative Keith Farnham resigned and was charged with possession of child pornography and has been accused of bragging at an online site about sexually molesting a six-year-old girl. A spokesperson for the Arkansas Party, Harold Moody Jr., was charged with distribution and possession of child pornography. Radnor Township Board of Commissioners member Philip Ayer resigned from his position after being charged with the possession of child pornography and abusing children between 2 and 6 years old. Activist and BLM organizer Charles Wade was arrested and charged with human trafficking and underage prostitution. Texas attorney and activist Mark Benavides was charged with having sex with a minor, inducing a child to have sex, and compelling prostitution of at least 9 legal clients and possession of child pornography. He was found guilty on 6 counts of sex trafficking. Former mayor of Stillwater, New York, Rick Nelson, pleaded guilty to 5 counts of possession of child pornography of children less than 16 years of age. Former mayor of Hubbard, Ohio, Richard Keenan, was given a life sentence in jail for raping a 4-year-old girl. Former mayor of Randolph, Nebraska, Dwayne L. Schoot, was arrested and charged with 4 counts of felony third-degree sexual assault of a child and 1 count of intentional child abuse. Former mayor of Dawson, Georgia, Christopher Wright, was indicted on the charges of aggravated child molestation, aggravated sodomy, rape, child molestation, and statutory rape of an 11-year-old boy and a 12-year-old girl. Party leader for Victoria County, Texas, Stephen Jabor, pleaded guilty to possession and receiving over 500,000 child pornographic images. Activist and fundraiser Terrence Bean was arrested on charges of sodomy and sex abuse in a case involving a 15-year-old boy, and when the alleged victim declined to testify, the judge dismissed the case. Andrew Douglas Reed pleaded guilty to multiple counts of second-degree sexual exploitation of a minor for producing child pornography. Aide to Senator Barbara Boxer, Jeff Rosato, pleaded guilty to charges of trading in child pornography. New Jersey State Assemblyman Neil Cohen was convicted of possession and distribution of child pornography. Tim Nolan, chairman of Donald Trump's presidential campaign in Kentucky, pled guilty to child sex trafficking, and on February 11th, 2018, he was then sentenced to serve 20 years in prison. Senator Ralph Shorty was indicted on four counts of human trafficking and child pornography.
20 years in prison.
He pleaded guilty to one count of child sex trafficking in exchange for the dropping of the...
Here we go.
When the church and the world can jog comfortably along together, you can be sure something is wrong. The world is not compromised. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. If Christians were equally as faithful to the Lord, separated from the world, and living so that their lives were a reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is compromised, not the world. Catherine Booth, founder of the Salvation Army. And husband to Catherine Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, William Booth, he rightly stated that the chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, politics without God, and heaven without hell. Friends, prophecy fulfilled.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, we're going to switch over and we're going to move into what's going on here in the current times. And we're going to hit a couple different topics today. And I'm going to do my best to just knock this down during the first half hour of the show today. I have you for four segments, so we'll do our best. Wanted to let you know, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe. sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe, and or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. And if you want to give us a call at any time, please do. That is 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. And folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we have the mind of Christ, right? We're not conformed to this world. We're transformed by renewing our minds by the word of God. Romans 12:2, the list goes on. Now, I want to highlight this as quickly as possible. We have here U.S. former CENTCOM officer says, U.S. and Israel, modern-day Israel, Rothschild's Israel, the Israel of God, again, if this is the first time listening, are the children of God. It's not some geographical portion of land, folks. Israel are the children of God, not the land. They're trying to convince you that they are. But interestingly enough, we have this former CENTCOM officer telling the American people that they're lying about their casualties. That's a lie. I guarantee you there's a lot more killed than that. Now, again, if it's a righteous war to those that want to justify the unjustifiable, then why do they have to lie about it? Everything that they do is a lie, friends. I mean, as I said yesterday, the first casualty in every war is the truth. Why is it that they have to lie every step of the way to try to convince the people that they themselves are telling you the truth when you know they're not telling you the truth? Kirilla is a four-star general who served as the 15th commander of the United States Central Command. He had a distinguished military career, participating in several significant conflicts, and then the list goes on. Friends, I'm here to tell you that our friend here, General Michael Eric Kirilla, is telling you that you're being lied to again, and of course, he'll probably be demoted. But folks, why don't you pay attention to the sacrifice, his willingness to come and tell you the truth? And here again, if it's true, then why would he be demoted for telling the American people the truth of the matter? Let's go to the next one. Former Army Ranger Rep Jason Crow. How amazing of Donald Trump to say, said he. You know, that often happens in war, and that's a cost he's willing to take. He's talking about the blood of your children. Great for him, he said. It's not his kids, it's not his family, and it's not his billionaire donors who are having to go off and do it. No, folks, these are all contrived wars. All of them are. Again, that was former Army Ranger Rep Jason Crow. And again, folks, we just want to let you know that what is happening is a bunch of lies once again, and now they're trying to cover up for their nonsense, just like they always do. I have a meme pulled up right now. American political leaders are openly stating that the United States is fighting Iran on the behalf of modern-day Rothschild's Israel, on the behalf of a war criminal known as Benjamin Mielkowski, who is from Poland. He is not Jewish, and he's also, as well as his criminal administration, Revelation 3:9, trying to convince people that they're the victims while they attack the world. Americans, are you starting to put two and two together? I'm glad. But again, now we have politicians across the boards that are blurting the truth out in their confusion, stating that the United States is fighting on the behalf of Iran for Israel. You know, another one of those that actually came out and blurted the truth out in his confusion? Little cokehead Marco Rubio. Isn't that interesting? I also want you to see, if you don't mind, and if, again, you're an affiliate, I'm going to go ahead and paint this picture for you. But it shows the bodies of our boys coming back. And they're wrapped in flags, of course. And I just want you to see this, because one of the things that you're not going to notice is those that are actually conjuring up and contriving these unconstitutional criminal wars for more power and more land and more resources, you're not going to notice that one of them is actually standing there saluting the dead bodies. Now, this is nothing new, because I want people to understand that during Iraq and Afghanistan, they were doing the same thing. Matter of fact, the government during that particular time, your said representatives, wanted to make it illegal for anybody to report on the casualties that were coming back from their unconstitutional wars. See, they do their best to cover their tracks at every given step. Folks, listen, I'm talking about war criminals here. I'm talking about your said representatives that are, in fact, war criminals. Just yesterday, I highlighted the fact, what's now making its, rounds, is Donald Trump has now been deemed an international war criminal, just like his boss, Benjamin Mielkowski. But it's not like the American people haven't been warned. No, we've been warned about all of this. We've been warned about it by Smedley Butler, by Rep. Jason Crow, by generals. You know what, folks? Here it is. War is a place where young people, your children, and innocent people across the world, that our children are led to believe that they're doing something right by attacking innocent people. I want you to listen to this. War is a place where young people who don't know each other and don't hate each other kill each other because their said leaders told them to do so. The leaders, might I add, who are not leaders, they're representatives of the people, creating this war because they're trying to create, out of the chaos they create, a global order. Let's take them and put them in a cage and fight to the death, friends. But again, let me finish this. War is a place where young people who don't even know each other, and they don't even hate each other, they kill each other because of decisions made by old politicians who know each other and hate each other, but don't kill each other. I want you to think about that. Because that's exactly what's being played out right now in front of our faces, people. Once again, it is for the American people, and I'm going to keep pointing my finger at the responsible party, who are the government in this country. It is for the American people to hold these war criminals accountable for their crimes, because if they don't, they'll do it again. Just like I told you during the last criminal campaign, that you didn't want to listen, and here we are again. We'll be right back. Sons of LibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm Trace Banks, a certified integrative health coach in Charlotte, North Carolina. In my work with clients and physicians' patients, I'm often asked profound questions about God's Word. People want to know where they can find deeper biblical teaching, truth, beyond what they're hearing in their own churches. I point them to Bradley Dean's ministry, the Sons of Liberty Radio.com show, where he challenges listeners to remain firmly rooted in God's Word while boldly standing for liberty and justice within our government. Monday through Saturday at 2 Central Time for Uncompromising Truth That Motivates Action.
BBSRadio.com.
Hey everybody, Alex Newman here, award-winning international journalist with Liberty Sentinel Media. We broke some of the critical stories exposing the COVID hoax, the lies about the injections, and so much more way before it was cool. We exposed the UN, the climate hoax, the U.S. government, and so much more, all from a biblical perspective, with a goal of bringing you all the information you need to keep your family and yourself happy, healthy, and free. Check us out at libertysentinel.org and subscribe for free at libertysentinel.org/subscribe.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Governments, like clocks, go from the motion men give them. Wherefore, governments rather depend upon men than men upon government. Let men be good, and the government cannot be bad. But if men be bad, the government will never be good. William Penn. War is when the government tells you who the bad guy is. Let me say it again. War is when you allow your censoring governments to tell you who the bad guy is. They're censoring free speech, people. I want you to understand the source that you're getting your information from. Your government, who is violating the First Amendment by censoring people that speak out against their crimes, Romans 3:20, they're the ones telling you who the bad guys are. I want you to remember what I'm telling you. I'll say it again. The said representative in the halls of government today who are violating the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights, which is a crime. They're the Bill of Rights, the thou shall nots to those that serve we the people. They're the ones that are telling you who the bad guys are. They're the same ones that override individual resources, media resources, independent resources out there. They override them because they don't want you to know the truth of the matter. They don't want you to stop from making profits off of the blood of your children. Amos 4. Again, war is when the government tells you who the bad guy is. Reformation is when you decide that for yourself and you hold those warmongers accountable for their crimes. I want you to hear me. Hey, folks, again, I want to make sure that we all understand that this new campaign, remember by the one that sold himself to the American people as the peace president, how many countries has he attacked now without congressional approval, which is a crime within itself? It's interesting that he basically pushed forth this campaign off on a feeling. Well, you say, what are you talking about? Hey, folks, I want you to pay attention to something here. Do you notice that those that are around this administration, they all wear crosses? Do y'all know that they're simultaneously right now talking about their Christianity as they're doing the deeds of the evil one? John 10:10, John 8:44. You notice that? Yeah, folks, this is a mockery. They're mocking you on every front. I want to go back to this, and I want you to hear this, because this is one of those little individuals. The spokesperson for Donald Trump, her job is objectively to do what? Deflect anything that holds him accountable for his crimes. I want you to listen to what she says as to why this war, as they call it, went forward. These strikes, and I want you to understand who the responsible party is for these strikes and what it was premised on. Listen carefully.
President had a feeling, again, based on...
The president had a feeling based on fact, she said. How does that make sense? How does that make sense?
That Iran was going to strike the United States, was going to strike
always,
our assets.
It's always the same talking points, friends. What they were going to do to us if we didn't deal with them, okay?
In the region, and he made a determination to launch Operation Epic Fury based on all of those reasons. And
Boy, that's amazing. Here, I'm going to play the whole thing without saying anything. Listen carefully to this little liar.
The president had a feeling, again, based on fact, that Iran was going to strike the United States, was going to strike our assets in the region, and he made a determination to launch Operation Epic Fury based on all of those reasons. And
You guys did see this guy that was escorted out when he started to protest the war. As he was screaming out, a veteran, by the way, was screaming out, and they broke his arm in the process, but he was screaming out that nobody wants to die for Israel. And yet, that's exactly what we know is going on here. I mean, again, folks, what is it that you don't understand? You have your said representatives that are sold out to none other than a foreign land because they call themselves the chosen of God, and nothing could be further from the truth. Folks, this isn't a game. You're in dangerous times. 98% of your said representatives receive money from handlers from modern-day Israel, Rothschild's Israel, from the synagogue of Satan. They have handlers. Thomas Massey's been blowing the trumpet on this one for some time. Ezekiel 33, verse 3. Again, what is it that we don't want to listen to? Are we waiting for this to come, friends, to our front door, Amos 6:3? Because you can rest assured that's exactly where this is going. You keep giving these people the benefit of the doubt, the benefit of the doubt, the benefit of the doubt, and what happens? They keep stepping all over it, don't they? Yeah. Hey, folks, let me say it this way. Mercy to the wicked is cruelty to the innocent. And I'm going to say this. You're doing it to yourself. There's nobody to blame for what's going on here except yourselves. And again, I love you to tell you what nobody wants to tell you, okay? They want to just go along to get along, and the fact of the matter is, I don't. I'm tired of it, and I'm tired of seeing our boys coming home in boxes. I truly, truly am. And my heart goes out to every one of their families. But my goodness, people, we need to get educated here, to say the least, concerning what in fact is going on. I want to prove the point here. Ted Pike, back in 1987, tried to warn the American people concerning AIPAC's control over your said representatives. And we know how they control them. They just get them compromised. And then what they do is they film them having sex with children. And that's what we're leading up to in a moment here. And if it wasn't truth, then why are the Epstein files released at the same time that Benjamin Mialikowski calls for a strike against Iran? I'll tell you why. Because he wanted to use it as leverage to let the people know, as said representatives, that I'm not playing. And we all know that nobody tried to stop the release of the Epstein files more than Donald Trump himself. It's on, by the way, it's on audio, okay? And again, I don't know what it is that people don't want to see here, but I'll tell you what. I want to see it so we can deal with it. And I want to lay the axe to the root of the tree. Let's go to Ted Pike and see what it is that he warned the people back in 1987 concerning the handlers that are coming from Rothschild's Israel today.
Pike, and this is my wife, Alin. Today, a foreign government, Israel, operates the most powerful lobby in Congress. This is AIPAC, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. Through control of Congress, Israel demands and gets nearly $5 billion annually. No elected official dares criticize Israel for fear the Jewish lobby will accuse him of anti-Semitism, the kiss of death for any politician. The president also knows what Israel wants, Israel gets. To act otherwise is political suicide. The mass media, founded and controlled primarily by Jews, manipulates the spigot of information out of which Heartland America drinks. The message of this contaminated source is, if you criticize Israel, you are anti-Semitic. Be safe, keep your head down, or you are fair game for being knocked off by the Zionist shooting gallery.
As a result, our president and elected officials are slaves to political correctness when it comes to Jews and Israel. They cannot seriously criticize Israel, especially as the source of Mideast strife and terrorism. They cannot suggest an end of aid to Israel. They cannot even protest Zionist control of Congress.
Hello,
Did you hear that? They can't even protest Zionist control. Well, some will say, well, what is that Zionism thing? Well, here, let me just bridge the gap because we're going to get on another topic on the other side of this hard break. But you do remember what I said, that back in 1897, Theodor Herzl, an atheist who doesn't believe God, said that he wanted to make it a homeland for the chosen of God. Guess who the first person he was or went to concerning the finances to establish modern-day Israel in the center of Palestine? Go back 100 years, you'll know perfectly as to what I'm talking about. That's Palestinian land. With that said, he goes to the Rothschilds to receive money to go to establish modern-day Israel geographically, and then what they did is they claim to be what they clearly are not. Many of these Zionist friends, more than not of these said Zionists that were prime ministers that were appointed by Rothschild and Herzl are in fact friends using counterfeit names, and they're not even from the land of what they call Israel today, which again was the Palestinian land, and it still is according to the map. Now, with that said, again, I want you to contemplate that this individual here, an atheist who believes that God does not exist, he wanted to create a place for God's chosen, and it's exactly what he did. And what I was just telling you is all these prime ministers are using false names, and they're not even from the land, people. People need to understand that this AIPAC is also using our money to use against our politicians and extorting them. This should also explain to everybody, I'm going to give you some factual information real quick here, as to why they have been kicked out of every single land, literally every single land. Ask Randy Fine, he'll tell you. But he'll also tell you, and it's never been our fault. Look what they're doing here. Look what they're allowed to do here. This is the importance of the American people taking back their government concerning those that are not extorted, those that are not controlled, folks. Because the bottom line is, as you all the well know, how they're being controlled is through the Epstein files. And again, nobody can doubt a thing I'm telling you. Now, what we're going to get to in just a moment here is, did you see this, friends? House voted 357 to 65 to block the release of congressional sexual misconduct coming from the scoundrels in office. Look at the numbers. Listen to the numbers. They voted it down, people. They don't want you to know they're sexual predators. We'll be right back.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well, then, This is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
It's Emmy-winning investigative journalist, nationally published author, and radio host Shad Olson to tell you what I think about my friend and compatriot, Bradley Dean. In the era of the podcast, big talkers are a dime a dozen or maybe even cheaper than that. Bradley Dean is a patriot who not just talks the talk, but he walks the walk each and every day.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Mary Queen Scots said of that of the prophet John Knox in Scotland, the trumpet blast, that she feared his prayers more than all of the armies of Europe. John Knox said of himself, considering myself called of my God to instruct the ignorant, comfort the sorrowful, confirm the weak, and rebuke the proud, by tongue and lively voice in these corrupt days, rather than to compose books for the age to come, seeing that so much is written and yet so little well observed, I decree to contain myself within the bounds of that vocation whereunto I found myself especially called. What is the purpose of magistrates, our said representatives, in the halls of government? 1 Peter 2:14 tells us, or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him, the Lord, for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and a religious people, Christian. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Human passions unbridled by morality and religion, Christianity, would break the strongest cords of our Constitution as a whale goes through a net. The second President of the United States of America, Mr. John Adams. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I wanted to give you guys a heads up that on March 26th from 6 to 9 p.m. here in the state of Minnesota at the Freeport Community Center, 307 7th Street Southeast in Freeport, Minnesota, again, March 26th, 6 to 9 p.m., we're going to have Ron Brantzner, who's an expert on what's going on concerning the illegal immigration and fraud, myself, and also Alex Newman from Florida, the Liberty Sentinel. He'll be with us as well as one of the speakers on that day. Now, listen, that was the 26th, and we also have one coming up as well in Brainerd, and that will be March 25th, 6 to 9 p.m. at the Halverson Taylor Life Center event.
That will be located at 512 South East, I'm sorry, 8th Street, 512 South 8th Street in Brainerd, Minnesota. Again, that will be March 25th from 6 to 9 p.m., and we will be addressing the immigration fraud issue. We're also going to have our friend, said Representative Ben Davis, who was also responsible for drawing up the articles of impeachment with both Tim Walz and Keith Ellison from the state of Minnesota. So I'm giving you the heads up, folks. This is just all being unveiled right now, and it's transpiring as we speak. So with that, I'm going to take John from Florida. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, Bradley. You know, because of the past things that we've done over the past 25 to 30 years, because our troops don't,
and this is my wife,
cook their own food or clean their own latrines anymore, it takes, if you have 50,000 troops on the ground, it takes 150,000 of the public-private partnership to be able to support them. And I would ask people to look at the hiring practices of Bechtel or Halliburton or MK Ferguson today to see if we are actually going to put boots on the ground, because that is a telltale sign that we are.
I personally feel what they're doing is they're testing the narrative right now, and I believe what's happening, and I felt this right off the bat, that the narrative is completely backfiring on what's going on concerning Iran, and it's not just coming from a few, it's coming across from the grassroots level up.
You'll still see these people hiring right now if we're going to put boots on the ground. That is a given.
Okay.
I know this from 40 years of experience. And if they're hiring right now, then they're going in. So if you don't see that, then we won't. And it's just air campaign and all of that. But if Bechtel, Halliburton, MK, and all the others are hiring people right now, look at Monster, look at whatever hiring practices through these different organizations that hire these people to go in to support the troops. And then you will find out whether or not we're actually going to invade with boots on the ground.
Yeah, so when you're saying they're hiring, John, who are they hiring? I'm curious.
I don't know. I'm a man. I'm not on Patmos, but I am on an island, and I don't know. But I do know this from past experience, where if you are going to do this, then there's going to be these public-private partnerships that are actually hiring people to go support boots on the ground.
Yeah. And I'm going to segue. Thank you for your input, John. I always appreciate it.
Yes,
I really
sir.
Do.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks. I want to add to that, because over the last couple of days, we've been telling you and showing you and even playing for you concerning testimonials from war crimes that have been committed against innocent people, from the ones that are responsible for committing the crime. But I've been highlighting Smedley Butler, who blatantly told the people, and I'm not talking about just the United States, but of the world, what these wars are all about. And what his position was being big muscle for the bankers and for Wall Street. Okay? And again, when we see the crimes of these individuals that even John was just talking about, he brought up Halliburton. Halliburton, folks, again, made $34.5 billion. For murdering off innocent individuals in Iraq. Over 1 million Iraqis died because our military wanted to attack them to steal their resources, said General Wesley Clark. We wouldn't have been over there had it not been for their natural resources. And then when it was time to respond to the people about the WMDs, sorry about that. It was an accident. No big deal. And they do it all the time. But even just knowing the crimes of Halliburton alone, and then to hear our friend from Florida talk about how Halliburton is doing the hiring. Oh, by the way, Halliburton's also a part of the CPS. They're also one of the biggest individuals named when it comes to child trafficking children through CPS. No joke. This is all your said representative. Hey, folks, if we're going to be destroyed at all, it's going to come from within, not without. And what that means is our sins are finding us out because we fail to do what the Lord commanded us to do by amending our ways. And that means showing mercy to the innocent. And how do we do that? By condemning those that are guilty of the crime. And that's what we fail to do. We do everything but what we should do, people. Matter of fact, let me give you a case in point. I just had a friend this morning talk about what's going on in the state of Minnesota with the articles of impeachment. And there's one said representative that I thought better of, and I'm going to pull him out, and I'm going to let him know that if he doesn't start acting accordingly because he's treating it like it's a game. But we found out his name wasn't on the articles of impeachment, but yet he had told me that that's what he was going to do. And now that the articles of impeachment are out, his name is nowhere to be found. So he was approached by one of my friends. And when he had contacted him, he contacted him with a bit of attitude, indignation, a righteous indignation, and said to him, we brought you out here because if anybody was going to get the job done, it was going to be you. And now your name's not even on there. And you know what he said to me? Or he said to my friend? He said, you know what? It's not going to go anywhere. Hey, folks, these are the best that you've got. And again, if you're watching me right now, you better get your game on. Because I'm going to pull you out and I'm going to let people know that it's not what you call as the left that's the problem. It's you that call yourself the good guy that's not doing your job by pushing it through now that the articles of impeachment are out there. Folks, I want you to understand where this is coming from. This is coming from your good guys not doing their job. And I've said it, I've spun it 50 different ways. The left is the fruit of the right. If the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. Hello, common sense comes into play. I can't make it any more simple than that. The right-left paradigm doesn't exist. We're ruled by law. You don't want to hear that. But isn't it interesting, going back to this individual that said that the articles of impeachment are going to go nowhere. You know, he was also the one that told me, friends, on the telephone, that he believes that there's nothing we can do about what's going on in this country, that the Lord is coming back. Well, I'm here to tell you that's not how it's going to be played out. The Lord is coming back right now, and you know what he's doing to a bunch of dispensationalist thinkers, a bunch of underachievers who claim they have faith, but they don't? You know what he's doing? He's judging the goats is what he's doing. The Lord is judging the goats. While they're being raptured, they're waiting to be raptured from responsibility. The Lord is saying, you're not going anywhere. I told you to occupy until I come. My will is done on this earth as it is in heaven. That's why I put you here. You're not to be praying that I'm taken out of here in this time. And neither did Jesus pray that in John 17 when he said, Lord, I pray that you take them not out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. Folks, they're doing the biddings of the evil one. And yet they claim to be the Lord's. And they think they're going to be raptured from the war that the Lord brought them to. People, this is ridiculous what's going on. They want, listen to me, per my conversation, you know what they want to do? They want to justify their inaction as an excuse to stand by and say, there's nothing we can do about it. No, what they're saying is what I've always said. They don't want to do anything about it. Therefore, they don't do anything about it. And you know what they want to do? They want to justify doing nothing about it. Just like the majority of your said representatives in the United States of America. Now, let me get to this. House votes, listen carefully, speaking to the good guys. You want to know why nothing's done here? Listen, the House just voted 357-65 to block the release of congressional sexual misconduct. Does that explain to you why they're not doing their job, friends? They're a bunch of sexual predators. You know, the title of the show today is, Are They Scoundrels? You decide. Here, I want you to listen to this. This is, again, the best that you've got, another freedom fighter. And I want you to listen to what she has to say. And then I'm going to show you a video after that. Because, again, this is like, the fox in the chicken coop, guarding the chicken coop. And what most people don't do is they don't pull the curtain back to see the person that's warning you about what's going on in Congress, that she's just as responsible for doing the same things that they are. And this is what the American people put up with. Not saying any names, extorted Jim Jordan. Hello? Oh, he's the one that's going to grill everybody. Folks, he's extorted. He's compromised. He's a predator. Do you not understand? Here, listen to this. This is Boebert.
I'm absolutely disgusted that we couldn't even get to 50 members of Congress who want immediate transparency. Don't we all campaign on transparency? Don't we all go out and tell the American voters that we are leaders and that we are going to get justice for them, that we are going to do right by them? And then we hire their daughters to come work for us. And your tax dollars, millions and millions of dollars, has been used in this slush fund as hush money to silence.
Hey, folks, they're using your money as a hush fund concerning their crimes committed against men and women in the halls of government. That's all I can do is convey them information. Can't do anything more.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Martin Luther King Jr. rightly stated that I must admit, America, that I was initially disappointed in being so categorized as an extremist. But as I continued to think about the matter, I gradually gained a bit of satisfaction from being an extremist. Was not Abraham Lincoln an extremist? This nation cannot survive half slave and half free. Was not Thomas Jefferson an extremist? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. So the question is not whether we will be extremists, but what kind of an extremist we will be. We will be extremists for the preservation of injustice, or will we be extremists for the cause of justice? He goes on and says, history will record that the greatest tragedy of this period of social transition was not the strident clamor of the bad people, but the appalling silence of the good people. James Madison, the father of our Constitution, said, do not separate text from historical background. If you do, you will have perverted and subverted the Constitution, which can only end in a distorted, bastardized form of illegitimate government. He also stated that the future and success of America is not in this Constitution, but in the laws of God upon which this Constitution is founded. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. I was just highlighting House votes 357 to 65 to block. Listen carefully. They voted to protect themselves from the American people, 357 to 65, to block the release of congressional sexual misconduct. That's your government. That's your said representatives. That's what you're tolerating. I want to get over to Daddy's little girl over here. And she's out in the real world right now, and her name is Lauren Boebert, and she sells herself as a freedom fighter. We had Sharona Bishop on, who said that she helped her get into Congress And once she got there, she completely changed. Well, that's just like what I've witnessed as well. I've actually seen that with my own eyes. They're the coolest people. They get into office and then they go from, I'll be a servant to the people. I'll uphold the law. They get into office and then they feel that somehow or another, the people are there to serve them. And they are there now installed to defend themselves against the American people that they swore to serve. That's exactly what's going on. Listen to this.
Absolutely disgusted that we couldn't even get to 50 members of Congress who want immediate transparency. Don't we all campaign on transparency? Don't we all go out and tell the American voters that we are leaders and that we are going to get justice for them, that we are going to do right by them? And then we hire their daughters to come work for us. And your tax dollars, millions and millions of dollars, has been used in this slush fund as hush money to silence victims who...
This is your Congress, people. Your Congress is... They're stealing your tax dollars. They're using that money to silence or to use as hush money as a slush fund to silence people that they have violated. Do you want to know why you're not getting justice? I'm not going there. I think I just explained that to you.
Who have been sexually harassed, sexually abused by members of Congress, and then Congress is going to do exactly what it does best, investigate itself. And we know that none of that ever goes anywhere. The American people demand transparency. And this doesn't just pertain to a ranch in Arizona or New Mexico or an island down in the Virgin Islands. This is happening right here in our nation's capital. And we should be held to the highest standards. And to every member who voted to send this to committee, where you know this was sent to die on the House floor just moments ago, I hope you have a darn good reason to tell your constituents why you were not going to stand up for the victims. And I'm glad that we are doing something about it here in the Oversight Committee. I'm glad that this motion was made here so we actually have another chance at transparency. But again, these are your tax dollars. These are your tax dollars that were used to silence victims. They have been settled with victims. And to the members who voted against this, go home and tell your daughters what you did today. Go home and tell your daughters what happens in the workplace.
It's, by the way, friends, a majority of it's not daughters. They're sodomites. Just so you know that. But Lauren's trying to make a point, you know, and here again, just like any other said individual that we get from the likes of, you know, freedom fighters in the halls of government, we just pull the curtain back just a little bit and we find out exactly who they are. Here's some, and I'm not going to play this for the sake of time, but it's theater video surveillance of Rep. Bulbart escorted out of Beetlejuice for hitting on a pipe, okay? And what do they call it? Vaping. And then being very argumentative and very loud inside of the play. And there's more to this than just that. But again, friends, it only shows you why nothing's being done. Here, I got in front of me right now, North Dakota, again, pay attention, Republican Senator Ray Holmberg. He's now been sentenced to 10 years in prison for traveling abroad 14 times. I'm just taking my time here, people. 281-845-4704 if you want to add to, take away. 14 times he found within himself as our country is under attack by our own said representatives. He's taking the time, not once, not five times, not 10 times, but 14 different times. Those are the times that he was caught to sexually abuse children. What's wrong with your country? What's wrong with America? Hey, folks, it keeps going back to the issue. Because this is your reflection. You know, as it's been said, every country deserves the government that it has. Why is that? Because it's a reflection of the American people and what it is that they tolerate. You know, and to be quite honest with you, friends, a faithful witness delivers souls. This is the problem. I'm going to keep saying it. This is the problem, America, what you tolerate in the halls of government. Do you know that every time I go out and speak, I have politicians in certain states that want to cling to me like white on rice? And what I do is I show the people their responsibility. And what they do is they come in, and if I let them go before me or whatever the case, however they have it set up, I'll let them go ahead and basically hang themselves, for a better way of saying it. They'll sit there and talk about, you know, the right and the left and what they're going to do for the people. And I'll get up after him and I'll just correct him in front of everybody. And it's interesting, he'll be the first one to come up to me and say, you know what? I totally agree with what you just said. And I just look at him and just, you know, with my arm at arm's length with these individuals, because I know what they're doing, folks. They're playing up to me. I'm not stupid. I wasn't born yesterday. Folks, you can't con somebody that's been raised in that kind of a scenario, namely North Minneapolis. They call it the hood. You can see these guys a mile away. And yet you see the American people bedazzled, beguiled. They're cunning. They're insidious, just like their father, the devil, who's crafty. He's crafty. The Bible calls him the deluder, the deceiver. That's what these men do. They've exercised their heart with covetousness. They're going into government for the very purpose that it's now become a lucrative business. Not there to serve the people, to serve special interest groups, to what? Enslave the American people. And to be honest with you, they're only doing what it is that the American people are letting them do. Here, I have another one in front of us right here. Congress has paid out over $17 million, taxpayer dollars, that's our money, to settle sexual harassment and misconduct claims involving members of Congress and their offices. One case alone involving Rep. Al Green in 2008 cost taxpayers, oh, by the way, he's still there, $875,317. Now, folks, I don't know if he's a black man or a white man. I don't care. I know his blood is red. And regardless if he's a black man or a white man, I got to tell you, since you can't see it, namely my affiliates, Al Green looks like an absolute caveman. And no wonder why he's got to steal your money to protect himself. I want you to think about this again. Your Congress, your representatives are using your tax dollars to pay off victims that they have committed crimes against in the halls of government. Now, I'm asking you the question, are they scoundrels? Again, here, $17 million taxpayer money to cover up sexual harassment in Congress. Remember, they just voted 365-57 to shut it down. This is why you have no justice, friends. And I want to tell you why. And I can hear this. Because you're not doing what the Lord has commanded you to do in righting the wrongs. You would rather just let them go ahead and make prey of more innocent people rather than to stand up and defend them. Is it true? Absolutely. Here, let me show you this. So in 1997, you have a number of settlements, seven of them, for $39,429. By the way, it's increasing, not decreasing. 1998, there was a number of settlements, 16 of them, $102,180. In 1999, all the way to 2008, there's been over $17,245,854 of your money that has gone to victims who have been made prey by cavemen like this. Oh, and it's not a minority, friends. Oh, it's easily a majority of them. I want to show you this one, too. It's not just your said representatives. This is also a representative, but this is an individual. He's a South Carolina magistrate, a judge. If you want to know why you're not getting justice in the halls of government, here you have James B. Gosnell charged with six federal charges involving hundreds of videos and images of minors, including victims such as infants and toddlers engaging in disturbing acts. He's also responsible for stealing children away from families. Folks, I'm telling you, there's only one way to deal with these people. That's it. Luke 17:2. Here's an Exodus 22. Here's another one. First openly trans here. I want you to hear this before I end the show. Openly trans U.S. lawmaker, that's an oxymoron, admits to horrific child sex charges involving kids as young as 3 years old. 3 years old and the American people do